Dr. Paul here. Welcome to Against the Wind, Doctors in Science Under Fire. Today's show is absolutely unusual. We are presenting to you what we call our holiday special. Every member of our team got together over the holidays and we filmed an interaction that is powerful and beautiful. You know, this is about love. This is about new beginnings. It's about embracing change. We work hard, and this is for you. It's for all of us. It's interesting. We all appreciate this show just as much as I think you do. It brings me joy to know that we're doing this and making a difference. It's going to be a wonderful year ahead. Let's live in love with joy and compassion in our hearts. Enjoy the show. Dr. Paul, coming to you from the heart. My topic today is joy. We just came through the holiday season, and I just felt so much joy this season. I remember watching everybody having a good time and how that really warmed my heart. My childhood in Africa, holidays, especially Christmas and Easter, were so incredibly special and fun and joyful. So I hope you had a little moment in your family and your life over the holidays to just have that opportunity of togetherness and being joyful. It's a beautiful new year. And this year, my hope for you is that we remember how important it is to celebrate each other and always be loving. Let's do in everything that we do, do it with a joyful heart. Dr. Paul, welcome to Against the Wind. This is our holiday episode, and it is our pleasure to introduce you to our entire team minus a couple. One who's behind the camera, we're going to show him to you at the end, and another who couldn't make it. We're going to start off by just thanking you, our audience, for being with us for now almost 2 years. And we have exciting things coming for you in 2023. Some of it will be revealed early on in the year. But I wanted to start with just introducing our team, and maybe let's start with the fellow who's sort of been with me the longest, from actually before I even started this show. You took over IT. Introduce yourself, what you do.
I'm Peter, and I was I joined Paul, it's probably been about 8 years ago, and helping out initially to get his site updated for IP. And then I think we had Fair Start was another site that we had. And from there, it just grew. And some sites shut down. Some sites started, like Against the Wind, doctorsinscience.com. And as I have a background in video as well as building websites, when we decided to do the TV show, the internet TV show, it was a perfect fit. So yeah, so it's been a lot of fun. Wear many hats and always jumping in and keeping things going, but it's great. I've had a wonderful time.
Yeah. And then I will introduce my son Noah, because we go back from way before. He's actually been with me since, we won't say how old you are. I was going to say it, but tell everybody your role.
My name is Noah. I'm from him. And my role is to be the editor of our show. So occasionally I film, but mostly I just have the opportunity to review the footage, clean it up if it needs to be, as far as making sure tangents and potential interviews are put away so that it flows, looking for any abject errors, stuff like that, some sound design, a little bit of color work, and then I send it off. That's what I do.
You also, for some viewers may not know this, but you have been producing a YouTube channel that we work on together called Dr. Paul or Paul Thomas MD. Mm-hmm. People can find that. That's been going for 8, 9, 10 years.
Yeah, and that sort of brings something else to mind. I think beyond traditional video work that I do, I think one of the things I've gotten really good at is helping you and helping whatever we're filming come across as best as it possibly can. And I've developed an eye for how to highlight your strengths and slightly minimize quote-unquote weaknesses. But what I more mean is just like how to be your true self on camera. And I think when we started YouTube 10 years ago, that was hard. And that's hard for anyone when they first get on camera. To be honest, you're amazing on camera, and you have been for a very long time. So that part of like, we should probably cut that. It doesn't almost never happens anymore, truly. But that's also part of what I do. It's probably why I'm suited for watching you, because I've been filming you for 10 years.
He catches me when I really say things I shouldn't say. It's like, give me a call, Dad. I think we have to take that out.
Well, and I would say an idea man in a way too, because when we try and do our things, when you and I are interviewing, or just even today, you come up with ideas and things that are always creative and add a ton to it. I don't know if you do that or not, because you do it so naturally.
I don't know anymore, but I appreciate it.
Well, I think next to join our crew, you guys all remember the story. So it's December 2020, and boom, suddenly I lost my license, like out of the blue. You're suspended. It's an emergency for public health reasons. And suddenly I had time on my hands. And what am I going to do with this time? And so that's when this show was born, really, the concept. And within 2 months, we had this up and running. So I think as relates to the show, Kathy, you stepped up to the plate. I don't have organizational skills, like zero. And you are like the most incredible organizer. And so tell us what you've been doing, because it's been amazing.
So I joined 2 years ago, exactly. And Paul and I knew each other from before. So when he lost his license, I reached out and said, what can I do to help? Mm-hmm. Because I've been following his journey for a while. I believed in, you know, the studies and everything he did. And I was really sickened by, you know, what happened with the board. And so he said, well, I need some administrative help. And so initially I was answering emails, because he was getting inundated with emails, and we were receiving donations to help fight his legal case. And so I was responding to those. And then we all started brainstorming, and the show idea was born. And we launched the show in February of 2021. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, almost 2 years ago for the show. And I've been doing a little bit of everything. So
you sure
I don't
have.
Even know exactly what my title or role would be. I put together sort of, I keep the schedule of what's coming up. I put together the show scripts. I kind of follow up on, you know, some of the other parts and pieces to make sure they're all done on time. And I also do the QA for after all the editing's done. I preview everything, and we have caught a couple errors. Mm-hmm. So
yeah.
So you watch The Watcher.
Yeah, I watch The Watcher.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. It's hard to imagine how we would have functioned without you. Thank
just
you so
help
much.
Out wherever is needed.
That's yeah, funny. Absolutely.
Is this open forum where I can
yes.
ask a question?
Absolutely.
Who officially came up with
yeah.
the show? Who was the first person that said, we should
question.
Do a show? I'm
a
sitting
question.
Here, we've been doing this for so long, I have no idea, specifically the moment the idea was born.
I think it was Doc came
okay.
up with the show idea, and then we all just were like, yeah.
Hello.
Just like randomly, you just went,
what made
I
you,
want a show?
Yeah, what made you think of it?
Yeah.
Well,
because you have YouTube.
Right, but when you lose your livelihood, boom.
Mm.
And the medical board had been after me for about 3 years at that point, 2-3 years, since I wrote the book, The Vaccine Friendly Plan. And I remember I was driving in the country, and Bob Seger's Against the Wind was playing.
Oh.
And I love that song. I'd love, it, Bob, if you happen to be a fan, just let me know. We could use it. You know, we'll promote your song on the show. It would be great. But I felt like I was going against the wind. It's like I'd been sort of been just bombarded by the board. And so that was where that title came. But then I wanted it to be what we are doing, at least what we were doing to begin with, was doctors and scientists, you know, let's get to what's really going on in the world. Because what I was hearing on TV wasn't matching what I was understanding the science to say. So it was like, we've got to get the word out. And so that was where the idea was born.
Cool.
Is that where the under fire part came from?
Did yeah, well, the under fire, I felt under fire. And so that's a good pivot to the next person I want to introduce to you, because I was fired up, right? I mean, I'm in for this fight. And so Dee Dee comes to me after a couple episodes and you know, What was it? Was I doing the From the Heart at that point? And no. It, no, you came up with that concept.
Yeah, I just, the first, I don't know if you remember the first few episodes, if you go back and watch, he was just and in your face and mad. And I'm like, so who are you going to reach? And I just asked, shouldn't you have a part that comes from your heart? Something that's gentle and kind. And that's, I think, how that was started.
Yeah. And some of you may not know, but Dee Dee also helped me with wellness coaching when I lost my license and everything seemed to be tumbling down, and that's something she's been doing for a couple decades. So that was instrumental just in helping my spirit and my soul. And then, yeah, you've been a steady force just helping with coordinating as well. And also, you've really helped identify other people to interview.
Yeah.
Right. So that's always, when you run a show like this, we want to bring you the best content possible. We're not the only show in town. We know that. I can speak to some of my heroes, Del Bigtree and the High Wire and the Children's Health Defense and the Defender and everything they're doing, which they ended up picking up our show. So gratitude to them for that as well. Mm-hmm. So we consider them part of our team as well. Mm-hmm. So awesome. And then these two wonderful volunteers on my side, I don't remember who jumped on first. I can't remember. You might remember.
Yeah.
Who? So we had Kevi for a while.
Yes.
And Kevi introduced us, I think, to Erica? Or was it through...
Erica, how did you get on here?
It was Dr. Paul.
Okay.
I bombarded him. And I brought my son in for an appointment because he was sick or something, and I was aware of the show and aware of what was going on because I follow as well and I'm a part of his practice, and so naturally very concerned. And I personally, you know, I work in communications. I work for a PR agency here located in Portland, and wanted to be able to do some volunteer work and do some, use my skills in a way that I felt like was meaningful and purposeful. And so, especially when the world seems like it's kind of burning down and you don't see a lot of light or a lot of light that reflects the things you believe in your core values. Mm-hmm. And so I just off the cuff in the appointment was like, so do you need any content help? Like, you know, just writing, communications, like that's what I do. And so he put me into contact with you.
Okay.
And so that's, and then we started chatting.
Right.
And then I just started helping draft content. I don't do a whole lot. I just help put the words together that I think goes into the newsletter, social media posts. I wish I could be doing more, honestly. But
uh-huh.
Be careful what you wish for.
I wish I had the time to do more. Because I absolutely would. But it is nice to be able to do something that I feel like is serving a purpose that is important, you know.
Yeah,
and you schedule all of our social media.
I do. Yeah, that's easy. Yeah.
Okay, not for me. So thank you for that. And then Catherine.
Yes. So, where to begin? I got plugged in through Kathy, and boy, oh boy, my eyes were wide open in January of 2020, and what was kind of coming down the pike. And as a mom myself, I just knew right away kind of what we were dealing with. Thankfully, I was already doing my own research on vaccines, vaccine friendly, and just informed consent, and just grateful to have a local resource here. So lo and behold, as a mom advocating for my daughter in school and taking on the public school board, Portland Public Schools, just showing up anywhere and everywhere, people were stepping forward and stepping up. And Kathy and I were seeing each other at freedom rallies, public school board marches, just, you know. And so as someone consuming content, trying to stay ahead for my own family and what was going on, I just, the minute I heard of your show, I was like, tuned right in. I was right there, and thankfully, I just one day put the word out to Kathy. Like, I am in such gratitude for all you do and what everybody does when they put themselves forward in a time like we don't know what we're walking into, but we know we have to do something. Mm-hmm. So I was like, Kathy, what can I do? I'm ready to plug in. If does Dr. Paul need any help? And she was like, well, yes, we do. Well, yes, we do. So I have literally from that moment on just plugging in whenever and wherever I need help, and we'll continue to do so. But I did for a while plug in with just helping to field a lot of the incoming emails, and I'm back up for the marketing team. I'm just ready to step forward in any way you guys need. So just, I'm happy to be a part of this awesome, awesome team and to watch it like organically grow and to see what's coming, like what momentum is already established with this group. I mean, I love it. It's like when the next thing is needed, that person's there, that idea's there, that like help is there, the technical expertise is there, the content. And so I'm just super excited for 2023 and where we're headed. So yeah,
thank you. Fantastic.
It's just getting started, I feel like, full on.
So I want to comment on you reaching out to me. So she reached out to me a couple times. And, you know, a lot of people say they want to help, but then when you tell them what there is to do, you know, they're not really that interested. So I kind of pushed back a little bit. I was like, are you sure you want to help? And she's like, yes, I do. And I said, well, what we need is real administrative. And she's like, absolutely, whatever. So I kind of pushed on it a little bit to make sure she really was ready to jump in. And I was really excited when you did.
And maybe you can speak for Johnny, who couldn't make it last minute.
So Johnny joined us about the same time Erica joined us. And when Kevi was originally doing graphics and copy, and she put out a request on a few different platforms that we needed some help, and Johnny stepped up, and he does graphics professionally for a living, and so he has stepped in, and he every week produces our graphics that are part of our social media and our newsletter.
Wow, fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, and Didi, I think I interrupted you and didn't give you a chance to finish what you do.
You did well. You didn't necessarily interrupt. We just moved on very quickly. I was just gonna add that I don't know if I came on before y'all or not, but just helping with the show, and just the respect of starting off initially being a part of helping with getting communication with Kathy. I'd say the biggest thing I do is running and helping you with your schedule and keeping everything on track. And a big part of your memory, because sometimes, you know, you're so busy. So just trying to, I think, keep all that. And when you travel, there's so much on this, when we're gone, there's so much that people we've met, like you said, that's one of the things you said, is helping with meeting people. When we're on the road, we're meeting such incredible people, and just trying to pull that in as much as possible and communicating with Kathy, which she said she didn't know what her role is, but you're a chief coordinator.
Oh, my goodness.
The coordination piece of it is huge. So
yeah.
Thank you. The team has definitely, everybody helps each other. I think that that's part of it.
Yeah.
But I would say my role is just to be a big support to you in doing what you do.
Yeah. You kept saying, well, I can take care of that. I'll do your schedule. I'll do this. And I'll answer emails. I'm like, what? You can't do all that. And you just keep adding more and more to your plate, which really has relieved me and allowed us to be more efficient.
So. Oh, and that's one thing, too, I want to say and speak to all you people watching this, is if you have sent something in, now I am handling the responses to emails and things. So many people, since that newsletter went out, the comments, I normally get maybe five or six emails that I have to respond to in a day. Sometimes through the weekend, I hardly get any. There were, all of a sudden, I went on after that went out for one day. I skipped a day. I go on. There must have been 40 different responses to that, and long, wonderful responses.
Beautiful responses, and you share them with me, which is awesome.
Yeah, I shared them, and I responded to every single one, because just the love that comes in is so important. So, and that's the thing, is ask questions. Tell us what you want to see. I do look at everything, and we make sure everything gets put to Dr. Paul in front of his eyes.
Awesome. So, now I just want to open it up. We've talked about, wait a minute. we have a fellow behind the camera that I want you to meet. Guy. Yeah, he chose to run this show for us. So thank you, Ryder. And if you'll come over here next to Noah and just
pick me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just want people to know that there's another person who's been helping us out. I mean, almost every show you're involved in the recording and all of that. So, Ryder, you have youngest member of our team. And thank you for everything you've done. If you want to say something, you may. No? he knows how to
a
talk.
A man of few words.
Yeah, but when he speaks, it's profound, so we all listen. But I wanted to thank you. He's often behind the camera, as he is for this show. And there's times you are backup, like oftentimes Peter and you are working side by side in any production, but if something happened to either one of you, you can each do it. So it's nice to have that. So thank you.
I'm glad that I could help.
Cool. Thank you.
Oh, he said something.
All right, now get out of here.
He's stealing your light.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, keep going.
So it's open forum now.
Open forum.
I have a question that I've actually been wanting to know for the future. Do you think we are going to potentially start getting some people on the show to be interviewed that aren't quite so like-minded? Because I think if, as you've developed your on-screen energy as an interviewer, which is really good now, as you've developed your ability to mitigate emotion because you're so familiar with the material, I think it would be a total next step to occasionally include opposition. Respectful, thoughtful discourse, not anything dramatic cheap, but I would like to see you put people in the hot seat and or be put in the hot seat occasionally going forward, and I wondered if you ever considered doing that.
That's a fantastic challenge. I know of people who are in the health freedom movement. Mm-hmm. Think of Steve Kirsch as one example, who's mm-hmm. just out there on his podcast and his blog, Substack. He's putting out challenge after challenge. Nobody will take him up on it.
He's offering millions of dollars. Millions.
Offering money. They will not. The mainstream narrative will not face someone who can say, but show me the vaxxed, unvaxxed data when I have the real world data. But I love the idea. We should try.
At least trying a little.
Yeah, we should try.
We've had a few people that didn't want to.
Yeah.
You've asked a couple people that were mainstream. Because a lot of the people even that Steve asked that maybe Doc would, there's no way they're going to. I mean, we can always try asking. I have emailed a couple of people, and I don't know, of course, you never know when you email if someone's actually seen it. But I've sent out several emails when people share information. We get a lot of mail with why we're wrong. And maybe I should share that with y'all more often. But why what we're doing is, you know, against it or name calling or
kind
whatever.
Kind of the haters.
Yeah. And so I respond and say, hey, would you like to come onto the show and tell us why? There's no response back.
I believe you. I hadn't thought about that. But I wonder if occasionally, and we kept it anonymous, one of those emails, particularly one that's fairly well thought out, even if it may or may not be incorrect, could anonymously be read once in a blue moon for you to address, to sort of hit that devil's advocate side of things. Because one of the things I do
as a
YouTuber and as a editor for you is I try to watch it as if you might be wrong. I try to watch everything from a, what's the other side? Potentially thinking, at least to make it seem more robust for the viewer to consider everything. That could be like a segue into it. You don't call anyone out, but if someone puts something out there that's like, damn, if that wasn't wrong, that'd be amazing. Maybe that'd be a good time to address it.
Yeah, excellent point. I know you've had a point you've wanted to, you've been nudging me for a long time, instead of against the wind.
Oh, you're bringing that up now.
It was just a forum.
I know, I thought we were doing this part off the camera. Let's do it.
Just
go
throw it out there. Okay, well, I remember, some of you may know this, that I was once in the founding group for Physicians for Informed Consent, PIC. that group was initially going to be called Doctors Against Mandatory Vaccines. Mm-hmm. And I went to that group and I said, you don't want to be against things. You want to be for something. Mm. And so on that same, now that's, I got to eat my own words. Here I come out against the wind because I was so wronged. And you came up with the idea.
What's wrong with running with the wind?
Running with the wind. It just, Bob Seger's song didn't say that. It wasn't running with the wind.
Ryder plays guitar.
We'll do it with the wind.
Rewrite it.
Yeah. And the movement. I mean, we're seeing the movement grow where all of a sudden there's more and more people kind of awakening to what's going on.
Yes.
And so I think actually having that shift just sort of flows with the movement.
It truly does.
Yeah.
So, and I've had very strong kind of awakening to the fact that...
Oh, tell them about the dream.
We're going that far. I had a dream last night. It's long and complicated as some dreams can be, but it really was about nurturing the light and the spirit. And honestly, it was so enlightening because you cannot win, really, when you're up against the kind of forces and money that we've been fighting. So the whole freedom movement's been fight, 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 right? We fight back. We fight with facts. With science. Oh, I'm going to, you know, doctors and science. It's getting us nowhere. We're going to have to win heart and soul. And so that's where from the heart that you instituted, but now maybe we'll discuss this more as a group. But maybe we go with the wind.
Feel free to send in your opinion.
And I think there's a way that, you know, truth and light comes out in the end, but we can get there faster maybe by not just keep beating and beating and beating against, and just show love and light. So,
I think that kind of goes with what Noah was saying too, with if we, it's trying to find out where everyone's at. So it might feel like you're challenging someone, but if you approach them from that aspect with love, that, you know, I'm trying to fully understand where you are and why do you disagree with me and what's happening. Mm-hmm. That's when I told them about the with the wind. I didn't feel like going with the wind mean you weren't paying attention to anyone else. I feel like we pull more people with us when we go with the wind. There's this wind that allows us to move forward versus when you're fighting against the wind, everyone kind of has to get behind you in order to break. I don't know how to explain it, but so even like with his thing, bringing more people in and it just kind of flows.
If I have a truth here, and I might like to share it with you, might you be interested? As opposed to, here it is. All right. I'm really interested in knowing what motivates you to be a part of this show. Jump in, whoever wants to talk. Why are you passionate about what we're doing?
I'll start.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
So in 2012, I started investigating vaccines for the very first time. I had a grandson on the way, and I remember coworkers a few years before sort of talking about vaccines and being hesitant and delaying them. And so I contacted a coworker and I said, where did you get your information from? And she shared Dr. Sears' book with me. So I read his book and then I heard that there was this doctor in Portland that would honor a different schedule, which was you. And so did all this research. I started notifying, you know, the parents of my grandson, and had no impact on their vaccine decisions. And I just kept studying, and when 2020 hit, I knew very quickly in that this was gonna be about a vaccine mandate. I figured it out about April, that they were gonna push a mandate for vaccines on all of us. And I was starting having conversations with loved ones, and they were, well, A, really angry with me, and B, they would challenge me on things that I felt like I couldn't fully respond to. And it frustrated me because I had like all this knowledge, but I couldn't respond as intelligent as I would like to. Mm. And so I took Dr. Tenpenny's boot camp course.
I did too.
And went really deep on vaccines. And I was able to really, because a lot of people always want to use the, well, what about polio? What about smallpox? So I went deep, and then I had all this knowledge when your situation came up. And all of a sudden I realized, well, I just had to protect the children. It's about the children. Mm-hmm. And that's what's kept me in this. So I may not have had a direct impact on the children that are currently in my life right now, mm-hmm. my grandkids, but you know, I want to help other children. Mm-hmm. I want to help as many children as possible. So that's what keeps me motivated. That's why I joined Children's Health Defense as well.
Yeah. Pivoting off of that, who else here has had the experience of not being effective talking to their families?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. It's tough. I mean, my own mom, sorry, Mom, I keep bringing this up, but Paul, how can you be the only doctor that's right and all the rest of them are wrong? It's a good question. How can they all have their head in the sand? I have no idea.
Well, you're not the only one. Right. That's the perception out there, that you are the only one. But the more interviews you've done, that's one of the things I like about your show, and the more people try and make choices to try to seek information and to seek out truth, you will find it. It just takes work. And so the perception oftentimes is, oh, everybody thinks this way, or this is the, you know, everybody must be, you know, thinking the way the mainstream thinks. And it doesn't take long when you start to peel back the curtain to say, no, there's actually a lot of people out there who are trying to speak out. They're being silenced, and that's an issue in and of itself. But you are not alone.
Or they have to stay quiet. You risk a lot when you speak up.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's part of it. We're finding more and more people who are, like, when I made a comment to some of the families and they aren't that I work with and for body work and for coaching, I'll ask, you know, I always check to see if they're part of Integrated Pediatrics. And a lot of times it's, they'll say no, or because of what happened to you, they've had to leave due to insurance or whatever the case is. They're finding other people. They're generally naturopaths or chiropractors, but they're finding other people but those people will not advertise or speak up because the loss is too great.
Yeah.
For me, what I really appreciate is that you, it's not telling you what to do. Like, you get told what to do. It's the why. Why do we do what we do? It's the science behind it. It's the facts. You're not just listening blindly to someone telling you. And I appreciate that so much. I've been that way throughout my life. I want to know the why. Don't just tell me what to do with exercising or something. Tell me why I'm doing this. And you bring the why behind it. And I think that for me is very valuable. And also I want to say I'm just so grateful that I'm a part. I found you. You found me.
Yeah.
And I'm a part of this team. I mean, I don't know that I express it enough, that how much I appreciate each and every person and what they bring. I with the website, it's kind of like the hub, and it brings everything together. Mm-hmm. And I rely so heavily on all the little pieces that are around the table here and behind the camera to make that happen. And so I'm so grateful to be a part of the team and be here with you all.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
And I really feel like we're family. This is it, folks. We're not this massive organization, and more than half the people sitting at this table are volunteers. So we appreciate your support. You know, by being a member, for example, it's just supporting us. It's a cup of coffee a month, and you know, it helps. Every little bit helps.
And I appreciate the members too. The members, I get to see a lot of the comments come through as well. And I also help some of the members when they have little challenges with the website. And invariably, sometimes they'll be frustrated, but then when I explain to them, you know, we're just volunteers and we're just here. We're all up behind Paul. We want to push this out, and we're all supportive here. And they come back with, oh, I'm sorry, I was a little harsh on you. We really appreciate you, you know. So nice. Thank you, members, for being so kind and supportive.
Yeah. No, it's a real heartfelt thanks. We don't have sponsors, big sponsors who are we could go seek them, but then they would censor our content. Yeah. So this is grassroots. We started with nothing, and it's only not even quite 2 years in the making. But who else has something to share about what's...
I think, well, initially, if we're going to just be blunt, honest, when No, you'll understand.
Okay. No, that's something exciting.
When you first brought up the show and needing an editor, I actually was just thinking, I'll make you a couple bucks. Cool. Like, I'll do it. Like, I'm used to editing for you. I didn't have any emotional attachment to the concept or the cause that I knew of. I didn't have the language or the wherewithal to realize how important it was to me, because my obsessions at the time or my insecurities or my issues had to do with the social justice aspect of what's been changing politically outside of the political connection to the healthcare system, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Our family's diverse, and we had a rough time in 2020 or 2019 when obvious things happened. And what I had a rough time with personally was finding language to try to explain the thoughts in my head and the difficult emotions I was dealing with. And at first, I thought I needed to learn everything mm-hmm. to justify my existence and to prove that there wasn't anything bad or wrong about me. What I've learned in that movement, but in the one we're talking about here, the medical freedom, informed consent, and all this stuff, I learned that something our show does particularly well is give people the language if they potentially want it, educate them to whatever extent would give them some self-confidence, mm-hmm. but then hopefully, I think this is probably where From the Heart comes from and some of your emotional nuance comes in, they'll maybe realize that they're okay, and the way they think is okay, and the way they feel is okay. And then ultimately, if they can have a conversation, great, but they don't have to, actually. Right. They can just suddenly realize they're not alone. They can just be okay, because, as we've sort of already talked about, actual fighting and yelling at someone, if you think you're right and you think you have, what's the expression? It's like the burden of knowledge. It might turn someone away who is meant to be an advocate forever, just based on however hostile you are. I've experienced that on multiple ways. I think I've been that person, unfortunately, before. I know I'm not anymore, and whether I agree or disagree with anyone, I'm calm, I'm peaceful, and I accept people anyway. So I think our show does a good job at that, which is how that plays into my enjoyment as an editor. Plus, I just like learning stuff. I mean, every week, now it's like one of my favorite things to do is to sit down and just listen to whatever the hell's about to happen. Just like, what am I going to learn today? Or who's going to reinforce or debunk something for me? It's often amusing, depending on some of the people you bring in, which I do find entertaining as to like what keeps me excited. He will find some of the, I will not say any names, but some of the brilliant minds that we bring in are not meant to talk. They're not natural communicators, but they're very, very smart. And it's incredible watching you flow state with someone and they don't even often realize it, hold their hand through the entire thing. Otherwise, it would be an absolute mess, which I love. So that part of it is always entertaining and intriguing.
You realize now everyone that's been on the show is going to start asking.
Yeah. Was that me?
Was there a cut at 32 minutes and 15 seconds?
Well, I'll share that that was such a nice bridge into what I was trying to find words for to articulate, because there's so many layers to why this show continues to motivate me. In fact, it's going to bring me to tears.
That's okay.
I mean, clearly the content and the moment we are in time is just, we're all clamoring for some visibility into the fog of everything that's shifting in the medical freedom, informed consent space, but from just a humanities perspective and socialist perspective. And I will forever be a loyal viewer of your show and cheerleader of everything that you're doing, for the obvious reasons, but just watching my community and seeing the squeeze and the shift that we're all individually going through in our own spaces and places, what speaks to me in my heart is how you have bared your journey on camera to everyone in such a way that is with dignity and grace and courage. You've not just given words, but you've held your head high. Mm-hmm. You've allowed yourself to express sadness or anger, but you've showed us ways to take that and transform it and ignite from that place to where we're headed. Because right now, I agree, we are no longer fighting against anything. We are creating a new way of being and living and bringing ourselves all back together again. And how do we do that when one paradigm is falling, when everything we thought we knew or learned or studied or practiced is being questioned and squeezed and ripped from us? Where do you go from there? And so how beautiful that you have not only allowed us and brought us all into everything that you've gone through, this movement that's been established through some of your greatest adversities has brought these amazing people together and brought so many new layers of just grace. I it's like the day, it's so timely how everything is happening. There's like a quickening happening, and it's like the day I wake up and I'm feeling like, oh my God, like, can I do this again? Or, oh, you know, your show happens to be pop on, and the perfect little nugget from the heart, the people that you have on, it's like just timely, whether it's the information, the data, or it's the emotion and the grace of the words of how you just walked through being a human today when things are falling apart. So that's keeping me motivated. I'm excited, like I said, to see where this is going. And I just know the best is yet to come. So we're in this for the haul.
Love it.
That's powerful. Thank you so much.
You do have the words.
You are eloquent with words. Your heart shows. Your support is incredible. Yeah. And your support and your support. Your support. Your support and your support and your support too. And behind the camera. Yeah, this couldn't happen without this entire incredible team.
And I want to add to something, just listening to everybody. I don't know you much personally, but do you have any kids?
I do.
Yeah, I remember you saying, I thought so, but I get people mixed up also. Trying to remember everything for him, I forget stuff. I think that's the thing, and that's something that we've talked about, and we'll talk more about on the show, is every single person here is, and even whether you have children or you don't, this has all been about putting kids first. Mm-hmm. And you, every one of us, your grandchildren, and when you have adult children, you don't even always understand where they were or what they're doing. But I know Catherine personally, and I work with her and her child, and it's amazing to see the passion and know that part of what helps you fight and work for your own child is to be able to have access to this knowledge. Mm-hmm. And I get that's one of the biggest things that we get when people, or I see when people comment, is thank you, you've helped my child. Thank you, my child is well now. Thank you. The thank yous are incredible, but it's always about putting people being able to put their kids first by having this knowledge.
Yep.
And that's where my passion is unfortunately I didn't have the knowledge when my son was at an age where some decisions were made, and my mom didn't have the knowledge when it came to decisions with me. And now that's the thing, is that knowledge is there, and that's my passion, is to keep finding the information we need to put on the show to make sure everybody out there has it.
Yes.
Amen.
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm constantly finding courageous parents. Usually it's moms, but not always. And sometimes it's as simple as, you haven't vaccinated your kids, or you stopped vaccinating your kids and your kids got better or have been incredibly healthy. There are so many people out there. Maybe you're watching and this is new to you. What? I don't have to vaccinate? No, you don't. and the data that we've shared and will continue to share and bring to you is just so powerful. But if you don't know it, that's one of the passion we have, is to get you important information.
Yeah, I will say, for me, a lot of it comes down to having a commitment to truth. And for me personally, I'm a person of faith, and so that is very much a driving force of who I am, how I live my life, how I'm raising my child, and the decisions I make. And so one of the motivators for me is the fact that we collectively have this desire for truth.
Yes.
That it's not about ideology. It's not about, you know, politics. And it's very easy to get drawn into, especially when it's a movement, to get drawn into some of those elements because there's emotion tied to that. Mm-hmm. But when it really comes down to it, it's like we just want the facts. We want to be able to make the best choices we can make for our children. And yeah. We know that you've been lied to, or that there are agendas, ideologies, all of those things that are driving some of the information that has been presented to us. You recognize there's this responsibility for us to actually, for those who have the knowledge and have the ability to help support that mm-hmm. knowledge, to bring it to the table. And being a mom and knowing very, very acutely what it's like to sit and to even doubt and question the knowledge you have. Choosing not to vaccinate, for instance, and then your child develops a worrisome cough, and you're like, you start questioning yourself, you start mm-hmm. questioning, and you're like, did I make the right decision? And it's very easy to spiral into these dark places. Mm-hmm. And so having resources that you trust, and knowing that you have places to go to get that information to really help keep you grounded and to stay, to be able to have confidence in the decisions that we're making, and having a resource like Dr. Paul, to be able to say, someone who has the experience to be able to speak into your life and in your situation, that is being able to enable that and be a part of that, I feel like is a very important role that we're all being able to play. Mm-hmm. You know, a job that we have is like, how do we facilitate? And now I recognize that your role is changing because you're no longer in your practice, but it's kind of like the next phase of your journey of like, okay, where now, how are we serving people? Now, how are we helping to support the parents out there, giving them access to information mm-hmm. that's coming from a place of, we just want people to know the truth. We want, even in following and being dedicated to that truth is hard, and there is adversity. And so I love this idea of, you know, going with the wind and rallying people, but it's also like emboldening people to say it might be hard at times. You're not making decisions that are necessarily popular or that people will understand. But you encouraging people that they have to do what's right. They have to follow the facts. They have to be desiring to believe and to learn what's true and to hold on to that. So my role, my desire is to help facilitate that in whatever small way I can. So.
Awesome. Big way. Oh, beautiful.
That's thank beautiful.
You. Wow.
So that vision I had, I was holding a little baby, not a newborn. This was a baby that was interactive, smiling. And what was planted in my heart and soul in that moment with this vision was, I think what every parent wants is, this is love. I mean, I actually also had, I have a Christian background. It was like, this is Christ. And then I realized, this is everyone. This is your baby. And when we put kids first in that way, and we love, we share that, we go with that wind of love that we are sending out into the world, there's magnificent things coming. Mm-hmm. Thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks for being a part of our holiday special, and we love you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye, Ryder.
'Dr. Paul, thanks for watching the show. Please visit doctorsandscience.com. There you can access our members-only section. This show is member-supported. We don't have to take sponsors. We don't have to have anybody controlling the content of our show. This is a huge perk most people aren't aware of. Your membership gives you access to my ebooks, transcripts of every show, PowerPoints from talks I'm giving around the country, and live bonus peeks at behind-the-scenes work we're doing, my off-the-cuff thoughts and reviews on current events. Your support makes all this possible. Thank you. Help me spread the truth and share this on social media and with your friends at doctorsandscience.com. I look forward to running with you against the wind. Go to our website, doctorsandscience.com, sign up, donate if you can, and let's make this the weekly show the nation's been waiting for. I'm Dr. Paul.